On May 29, 2015, during the first inauguration of the President Muhammadu Buhari, he said that the war against Boko Haram would not be said to have been won without the rescue of our Chibok girls. And it's really surprising how he has moved on. So somebody who used Chibok girls as a campaign slogan when he was opposition leader in 2014 and to early 2015, to now that he simply does not want to even say anything about it. One of the Chibok girls, who is now 13 years old, in one of the things, questions that was asked of them, it was said, if they have the ear of the president, what would she say? And she said simply that the president should consider the Chibok girls as if they were his daughters that were taken away. And whatever he would have done for his own biological tribe, if she was amongst those being abducted, she should do it. And it's really sad that a government that promised that they were going to bring back Chibok girls, today, 7 years, are totally, totally silent. They do not even communicate with the families. And most importantly, we are asking that this General Sabo report should be made public.
Aisha, I was reading in the Nigerian papers some statistics about some of the parents of these Chibok girls. And it shocked me. It says that no fewer than 20 parents of the affected students have died as a result of trauma, while many others are now living with terminal ailments. What can you tell us about the parents of some of those students who have not been found or rescued?
They are going through so much. Today we had some of the parents, and it was really sad just watching them, how they break down. The fact is that all of them, they are living with sort of ailments in terms of high blood pressure, in terms of heart issues and all of that. So series of diseases. I think they were traumatized with what had happened.
Since 7 years ago, when those Chibok girls were taken, there have been hundreds of other children abducted in Nigeria. What do you make of the trend?
Well, the trend is part of the sadly what we expected and what we kept telling government and the Nigerian people, that if we do nothing about Chibok girls, we're going to send a bad signal and we're going to embolden terrorists to go into anywhere, to go and take away school children, as they will fully know that nothing will be done to them. And that's the reason why at the Bring Back Our Girls movement, we kept saying that the fight for Chibok girls is the fight for the soul of Nigeria. All of what has happened to Chibok girls comes down to bad governance and lack of security and all of that. And if we do not ensure that Chibok girls are rescued and we just look away and people just feel that it's none of their business, well, the terrorists will make it all of our business. When Chibok abduction happened, Dapchi never knew it was going to be their turn. Kankara never knew it was going to be their turn. Kagara never knew it was going to be their turn. Neither the Jengebe and the Kaduna 39 have been abducted. So it's really sad. And today we have a situation whereby they just go to schools and take people away. And it's quite sad where we do not place value on the life of citizens in Nigeria.
Do you still have hope that one day the remaining Chibok girls will be released?
Absolutely. I have hope. Hope endures, and that's what keeps us going. And I know the fact that the Nigerian government has what it takes to be able to bring back our Chibok girls, either through negotiation, military action, or a combination of negotiation and military action. Our government has all that it takes. What is needed now is a political will for them to do the needful and look at those children as one of their own.
Aisha, thank you so much. It's nice to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.